The image on the screen is an example of what WinDump looks like. As a command line tool, it will display within the command prompt window. And the command to execute this on the screen reads windump-3.9.3.exe-nr space lab1.pcap udp pipe, which is two dashes above each other, to more. And when you break this apart, windump-3.9.3.exe is the executable hostname. The N, or the dash N on the switch, goes through and excludes the hostnames that are not resolved, meaning it will sit there and stay as the IP address. It won't attempt to resolve them to a readable name. The dash R is a switch that will tell WinDump to read the PCAP file, and lab1.pcap is the actual file name for the PCAP file. UDP is a type of traffic to be captured, and the pipe to more ensures that the output is displayed one screen at a time, so that way you can actually take a chance to look at the data. Now, this image on the screen displays the output of that command. WinDump will show the source IP and the port, destination IP and port, protocol, and packet length. In addition to the connection, it will also capture some of the traffic. Now, towards the middle of the screen, you will see domain name service port 53 traffic as a user is requesting an IP name for Wikimedia.